Every month, what we do is we join forces with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission and try to make it a safer place for you and everybody around you. And this morning, Deputy Friendly is here. And she is friendly. I'll give her that. Not snarling, snapping, nasty. No, she's very friendly. Deputy Crystal Venegas is here from the Racine County Sheriff's Department, right?
Yes. Good morning.
A lot of people get confused between sheriff and police. Sheriffs are elected. Police officers are, police chiefs are appointed.
Correct.
So that's the difference. You're part of an organization that's elected to
Correct.
Office.
Yes.
But what is the difference, though? What do you do differently than the police department in Racine?
Well, the sheriff's office is in charge of the jail, and we contract with other municipalities throughout the county, and we patrol west of the interstate mainly in all of our areas, and then we do assist with the city, but we don't take their calls unless they need us.
Did you make a conscious decision, I want to be in the sheriff's department, not the police department?
Yes, there's a lot of opportunities and directions you can go at the sheriff's office, lots of different places to be, activities for special teams, things like that.
Now, this is a question I didn't tell you I was going to ask you, but I gotta know. There are no more police cars, are there? There's only police SUVs now. I know we don't live in Mayberry, but Sheriff Taylor always had a police car with a little light on top. I haven't seen a police car in years. They're all gone.
I think we've pretty much all switched over to the SUV style or trucks. We do have a couple trucks.
Yeah, and then even when I watch like Live PD or whatever the show is now on Patrol Live, you never see police cars anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's all police SUVs. Is it because there's more room to put stuff in the back?
We do carry a lot of things back there.
Yeah, I see these guys open the back hatch and they got this drawers and stuff and pulling things out, dogs in the back seat.
We do.
We just had from the Sheriff's Department, we had a canine in here a few weeks ago.
Oh, good.
Matter of fact, it was last month when we did the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. We had the dog in here, well-behaved, didn't nip at me, didn't bite, didn't do anything.
That's good.
Was staring at me. Waiting for a false move, but that was it. Okay, so we're here to talk about safety, the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission, and this month we're talking about pedestrians. And people say, what's a pedestrian? Comes from the word ped, meaning feet, meaning people who walk around crossing streets. And that would be just about everybody. Let's talk about that now, because everybody knows pedestrians have the right of way.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they're crossing in the middle of the street, jaywalk, it doesn't matter. They still have the right of way, because when a car meets a pedestrian, the pedestrian will lose 100% of the time. And you see people hit and they fly in the air over the cars and everything. It's very scary to watch.
It is.
And you know, they almost die, but sometimes they're really hurt after that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people hit them on purpose, but most of the time it's simply an accident. Let's talk about that right now. Wisconsin law defines a pedestrian as anyone afoot or using a wheelchair manually or mechanically powered or another low-powered mobility device specifically designed for use by physically disabled individuals. And I know sometimes it's frustrating when people move real slow across the street and they look at you and they're not going to move any faster because you can't make me. They're right. I can make them.
Mm-hmm.
But with wheelchairs, you know, it's bad enough you're going to spend your life in a wheelchair. Give them a little leeway. If they're crossing the street and they're slow, you wouldn't want to be in that wheelchair. And it's not a good life to have. Now, here's the scary part, though. Children. Because children have no filters. They just do what comes naturally. A bus drops them off. They'll run across the street.
Absolutely.
And it's dangerous. Because they don't know. They're excited. They're home from school and they run. Even though those little stop signs are out on the buses where you have to stop, I can't believe how many people just go past that. And it gets dangerous.
It is very dangerous. We do see that a lot.
And there's a huge fine if you get caught doing it, right?
There is. Yeah, it's a few hundred dollars.
Yeah. I see it all the time. What are you going to do? I mean, I can't grab them by the neck and choke them, which I'd like to do sometimes. All right. Pedestrians have the right of way. We've talked about that. Yield to pedestrians on sidewalks and those already crossing at intersections. It doesn't matter if you got the stop sign or don't have a stop. If they cross, you've got to stop. And people's attitude, well, I didn't have a stop sign. They're jaywalking. Well, you know what? So what? They're jaywalking. You going to hit them?
Can't do it.
How many times have you run into that where people, pedestrians have been hit? You ever run into that?
We've had a few. It's not super common, but we do have quite a bit of schools in our area that we patrol that have the crosswalks and busy high school mornings and things like that.
I just want to get, I see this on YouTube when children are hit, and I mean, it's just horrible. They'll be damaged for the rest of their lives, and
it's scary.
But children just, they just run out and they do stupid things sometimes, and that's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mainly, the whole world needs to slow down.
Yeah, and you know, all right, we have a stop sign right here on Victory Avenue in front of this building, and occasionally during the breaks when the news is on, I go out there and just get some fresh breath, you know, fresh air. People are blowing that stop sign all the time. They don't even. Sometimes you make an effort to, you know, hit the brake a little bit and coast. Some people don't even make that effort because it's 5:45 in the morning and they figure, well, no one's around, and they blow the stop sign every time. And it's just, I want to go after them and like Gomer Pyle, citizens arrest, citizens arrest, start yelling at them. Of course, now we have cameras and everything everywhere, so you can catch people with license plate readers and all that kind of stuff. Well, all right, let's talk about the next item here. Yield to pedestrians crossing highways or walking on shoulders. Yeah, you really shouldn't walk on a highway unless, I guess, your car breaks down. You don't really have a choice. But I see on those live PD shows, people just walking on the highways. You know, they're homeless or whatever, and they're hitchhiking, and they just walk along the highways. It's dangerous because cars, especially at high speeds of 70 miles an hour, I mean, they not easy to control the car at that speed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, if they hit you sometimes, I can't imagine not knowing it. But there are cases where people say, well, I didn't know I hit him. How could you not know?
Got to be a thud.
A thud? You got a broken windshield? You got a dent
something,
in your headlights
tell,
out?
Yeah.
There was a story once where this woman, and it was a famous news story at the time, she hit somebody, and he went through the windshield. And she went home, parked the car in the garage, didn't know what to do, and the guy was just in the windshield. He was just there. But he wasn't dead. And he woke up, and he tried to work his way out of the windshield, and he called police. This woman just hoping that the whole thing would go away. You got a guy with his head into your car through the windshield. It's not going to go away. And she hit him on the road. He was crossing the street, and she just hit him.
Wow.
Yeah, if you can Google that story. It's very interesting. It made a big news story one time. I'd never pass a vehicle stopped at a crosswalk or intersection for a pedestrian. Again, this, you know, it's common sense. And a good friend of mine said common sense is not common. And people do that all the time. They'll pass somebody on the road and there's a pedestrian in there. And sometimes you can't stop. And, you know, you beep. I like when they beep the horn. Like, that's going to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to change anything. Bicyclists must yield to pedestrians. A lot of bicycles on the road. And I don't know what rules they have to follow on the road. I'm not sure. Maybe you can fill me in. Do they have to follow all the rules?
If they're on the road, they have to follow the rules of the road.
Like a motor vehicle?
Yes.
Because sometimes they can weave in and out and they don't, you know.
They think because they're smaller, they fit more directions, but they can't pass vehicles the same way. If someone's stopped at a crosswalk and you go around them and you can't see around that vehicle, they could hit someone.
And be especially cautious around young or disabled pedestrians. Give them extra room. You know, this is not really pedestrians per se, but I guess maybe it could. When I see workmen, I kind of move way over to the left side of the road because I know they're going to open that door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to clip the door. I know I am if I go at a regular thing. And if you know they're working, you know they're going to get in and out of their trucks. So I kind of like, if there's nobody coming in the left lane, I kind of weave over a little bit, give them a little extra room because you don't want to hit these. You know, first of all, if you knock their door off, you're going to damage your car and you don't want to hit the person either. Let's take a little break for a second here. Talk about officer deputy friendly. So what is involved with deputy friendly?
So I work patrol full time. And then I schedule events with schools, and I teach safety topics for children of all ages. I go through kindergarten, pre-K, all the way up to high school. I will go in and talk about how to keep themselves safe, how to interact with police, cyberbullying, internet safety, using digital devices, things like that, how to become a police officer, what you need to do, some different training, different aspects of our department, things like that.
Back in the 60s, when I was in grammar school, we had Occupation Day. I didn't call it that. Whatever it was, Occupation Day. A good friend of mine, who I'm still in contact with on Facebook, by the way, from grammar school, David Surrett, his father was a police officer. And I said, "Ooh, I want to be a police officer." And he said, "You know what? I'll bet my dad can lend you his hat." So he did. He had an extra police hat, and I wore it. Of course, it was like 20 sizes too big for my head, but I got to wear it that day. And I said, "I want to be a police officer or an ice cream man or a stock car driver, or I want to be on the radio." Those are my four choices. And somehow I whittled down ice cream man. Yeah, but in the winter, how am I going to make any money? You know, you can't sell ice cream. Stock car driver, really, in the winter, the stock car races aren't around. Radio, hey, you can do that year round. And I took that job instead. There isn't enough money you can offer me to be a police officer. First of all, I couldn't deal with the stupidity of the people. I'd be tasing everybody.
I can't do that.
I'd walk up to the car. "Can I see your license?" "Why?" "Tase, give me your license." I would last 9 seconds in that job because I couldn't deal. You have to have the patience of a saint dealing with the public. I've never had a job where I had to deal with the public. Never on this earth did I have a job dealing with the public. I don't think I could.
It's its own world.
And, you know, I watch these YouTube videos all the time of people getting stopped and people shoplifting. And these police officers have the patience of a saint. I don't know how they do it. You know, "I didn't do nothing. I didn't do nothing. I'm pregnant. I can't breathe. I didn't do nothing." All these things. You shoplifted. You were on camera doing it. That's not me. It is you. It was shoplifting. And I just couldn't deal with it. And they're still very polite to them. "Please put your feet in the car. Are the handcuffs too tight? Let me loosen them for you." I'd make them as tight as I possibly could. And the police officer had the best line on one of these videos. I watched it a couple of months ago. She shoplifted at Target. I don't know how Walmart and Target are making any money, by the way. Everybody's shoplifting from those stores. Anyway, she shoplifted, and they had her in cuffs, and they're going to send her to jail because it was over $1,000 worth of stuff. And she said, "But I got to pick my kid up from school." And the police officer said, "Well, you should have shoplifted earlier in the day."
Goodness.
That was great. You should have. She probably should have. That way you don't have this time crunch. And she just books and they let you out on a bond and you're out in an hour or two. "Well, I got to pick my kid up from school."
We hear a lot of interesting stories.
And how do you keep your patience?
Just got to be nice and keep being nice till it's time to not be nice. And then we're nice again.
Does anybody have a license when they drive? All these on the live PD shows, I see them stop people. "Oh, I don't have my license with me." I've been carrying a license in my wallet since I'm 17 years old. It's never been out of my pocket except when I'm sleeping at night. How do these people not have their license, insurance, registration? "Oh, I don't have it." What? Do you not pick at your license before you leave the house? I remember one day I got into the car and I didn't have my license. I sneakily went back down the street to make sure nobody's looking. I ran into my house and go get the license. I don't know.
People. They were going to be waiting right there.
Yeah, we've been waiting 38 years for you, Mr. Rosen. Now we got ya. We finally forgot you. All right, distracted pedestrians can be as dangerous as distracted drivers. Safety tips for young and disabled pedestrians. Blind pedestrians, stop at least 10 feet away from anyone using a white cane or a guide dog. You think that would be common sense. School bus stops. Stop at least 20 feet from a bus with flashing red lights in both directions until the lights are off. Now, here's what people have a problem with. If there's a boulevard and there's an island between both sides of the road, you still have to stop or no?
Not if it's divided.
So, but
and if it has a medium barrier.
Yeah, if there's a medium with grassy area, then you can go. But even if it's a double yellow line, you got to stop.
You have to stop.
Because you don't know what kids are going to do. They're wild. They're getting off from school. And
they could be crossing.
Yeah, they could be crossing. Yeah.
They don't just necessarily go to the side of the road.
School zones and crosswalks. Obey posted speed limits and yield to children in crossworks. Crosswalks are intersections. You know, we have a school right down the block here. And sometimes I'll have to go down to Ohio. And they're just darting all over the place because they're grammar school kids. They're not high school kids, and they're just darting at Starbucks right down the street here. And they're just jutting out all over the place, just the way kids are. That's it. You just gotta know that.
And then add a phone into the mix if they're looking down.
Oh.
They're not looking up.
Oh,
up
how about
and paying attention?
I'm glad you brought that up. People looking at their phones while they're crossing the street.
We see that.
You can't wait till you get to the other. Is it what's on that phone that's so important? Are you waiting to sell your stock portfolio within seconds? Do you have eBay and it's closing in on the final moments where you got to put your last bid? What is so important that you can't wait till you get to the other side?
That's a big problem nowadays is distracted drivers, distracted pedestrians on devices, playing with things.
Let's talk about general safety tips for pedestrians. Use sidewalks. If none, walk facing traffic. You know, when I was lived in Brown Deer, just north of Milwaukee, Brown Deer, we had no sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
And people had to walk in the street. Now you say, why couldn't you walk on the lawn? Because there was a culvert there.
You'd be in the ditch.
You'd be in the ditch. So you had to walk in the street and walk as close as you can to the edge and walk against traffic because some state places don't have sidewalks. Wear bright or reflective clothing to stay visible, especially at night. You know, I'm driving home some days, you know, especially in the winter when I'm coming here, it's pitch dark, and people are wearing black clothing. And there's some parts that don't have streetlights. It just, that's just the way it is, and you can't even see them. Cross only at corners or marked crosswalks. Yeah, we know how that is. Stop at the curb, look left, right, left again before crossing. Oh, you know, I should have played you the jingle. Don't cross the street in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle, in the middle of the block. Teach your ears to look up. Teach your eyes to see. Walk up to the corner where the coast is clear. Then wait and wait until you see the light turn green. You don't remember that jingle?
I think we should bring it back.
Yeah, it was back in the 60s. Oh, wow. How did I remember that? Huh. Can't remember the words to the national anthem, but I remember that dopey jingle. All right. Stop at the curb, look left, right, and then again before crossing. Wait for approaching vehicles to pass before stepping into the street. I'll tell this famous story. I almost ran over James Stewart, the actor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's a Wonderful Life. George Bailey. Here's the story real quickly. So I'm in Beverly Hills. I'm with a bunch of guys. We're in a business meeting in San Diego. I said, let's go to Los Angeles. I want to go to the Stars home. So we bought this map from some kids sitting on the street for $5. Map to the Stars home. It was real legitimate map. So, you know, I gave him $5 and I got the map. And we're driving and this lady is walking across the street, not at the corner, walking across the street with her dog on Roxbury Drive. And she crosses, waves to me, thank you. I'm starting to go and this old man comes out of his house. He's got the sailor cap upside down, you know, pulled down. And he steps into the sidewalk and I stop and he waves me on and he steps into the street and starts to walk. So I jam on the brakes and he waves me on again. And he continues to walk into the street. Finally, I stopped the car. I said, Mr. Stewart, please cross. And he gave me a salute. The day I almost ran over James Stewart.
Wow.
Could you imagine how famous I would have been?
Mm-hmm.
Dopey guy from Wisconsin runs over national icon, George Bailey.
I wouldn't want to be a part of that title.
No. So that's my story. I almost ran over James Stewart. Because he was crossing in the middle of the street, stepping into the street. He should have stayed on the sidewalk. Oh, I left. But anyway, that was his wife crossing the street with the dog. He's trying to catch up to them. Check for drivers and parked vehicles before crossing in front of them and watch for bicycles on both sidewalks and roads. Again, bicycles jut out all the time, especially kids on bikes. And you don't want to beep at them. Don't beep because if you do, you'll scare them. They'll fly off the bike. What about these motorized bikes? Kids put these lawnmower engines on the bikes. Those aren't street legal.
No. No, if it has a motor, it has to be registered.
And what about these electric scooters you see?
Like the Whirly Bird ones that people drive around town?
No, yeah, just they stand on. It's like a mm-hmm. little scooter you kick with, but they're battery operated.
Mm-hmm.
Are those allowed to be on the street? Don't know, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how those are licensed, but I don't think they're like very high powered.
No, they're not. They're just battery operated.
Yeah,
just
a small battery. Yeah, so if it doesn't have a motor, then it doesn't have to be registered, but they still have to follow rules of the road. If they're riding in the road, you still need to obey the law.
Deputy Crystal Venegas from the Racine County Sheriff's Department. We're talking about our Racine County Traffic Safety Commission monthly get-together, pedestrian safety today. And we want to thank, so before we get to your notes, because you got bonus notes.
Bonus notes.
This is the stuff they wouldn't trust me with. They said, no. Yeah, this is police stuff only. We can't. All right. So here, we want to thank Val. Oh, I'm going to blow this name. I know it. Dankolovich. I think I'm close to it. Dankolovich.
So.
Val Dankolovich and Casey Morganson from the Racine County Communications for their work on the posters and social media distribution for these monthly traffic safety tips. All right. And Tom Knitter, who is organized this. Special thank you to Deputy Crystal. Look at that.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So there you go. We got a nice thank you in there. Okay. So we talked about quick review. We talked about Pedestrians always have the right of way. There's no exceptions. Yeah, but what if? No, there's no what ifs. They always have the right of way. Yeah, but what? No, there's no but what's. They always have the right of way. Distracted pedestrians can be as dangerous as distracted drivers. If you're crossing the street, looking at your cell phone, not paying attention, you're going to do one of two things. Step into a manhole, and then we'll just never see you again. Or you'll get hit by a car because, you know, you're not paying attention. Then we have general safety tips for pedestrians and also school bus stops, because kids just run out, and that's just the way they are, and it's never going to change. So look out for kids especially. You had some bonus points.
Just to reiterate a little bit for the pedestrians, so that they are keeping themselves safe with crossing at proper crosswalks, the corner, not the middle of the road, not in the middle of the block, coming between vehicles. If you can't see the car, we can't see you. So making sure you're wearing bright clothing, not looking down. If you're walking or running, having proper attire for that. If it's nighttime or dusk or dawn, having some sort of light. Things like that to keep yourself safe, because you are going to feel it if a car hits you. So you got to watch out there.
I once saw this guy, kid crossing the street. I think it was a kid. He was wearing like a baseball cap, but he had a flashing light on the baseball cap on the top of it. That's genius, especially at night. Yeah, little white flashing light on the top, blinking on the top of his baseball cap. I said, "That's who marketed that thing?" Everybody who walks at night should have one of those on their head. And bicycles, you have to have lights on your bike. If you're driving at dusk and you don't have a light on that bike back in front, you're in danger, because they won't see you.
They're not going to see you.
And you will find a twisted wreck in the street, and it'll be your bicycle. Hopefully, you won't get hurt by it. Well, this is, you know, this stuff is very important when you hear this. Now, if you missed any part, we're going to podcast the interview later on today. Just go to WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast, you'll find it there later today. And anything you want to add?
Young children should not be crossing the road alone. So parents, you got to make sure that you are teaching your children to stop, look left, look right, look left again, where to cross properly, and making sure that they're old enough and can handle it. You got to watch them.
Yeah, you got to watch your kids. There was something on YouTube. It was a Milwaukee bus driver. So this little toddler walking, crossing the street, he stopped the bus, got out, grabbed the kid, put him on the bus, and called the police. And lucky for that bus driver, because if that kid just, toddlers are just going to walk. They don't know what's going on. They're going to cross wherever they feel like it. But he grabbed the kid by the arm and dragged him into the bus. There's cars. It was a busy intersection, and saved the kid's life.
That's scary.
Now we're going to see something like 30 years from now, the kid has his own family and there's the bus driver. They're going to reunite for a photograph.
There you go.
It always happens.
It'll be good.
Okay. Deputy Friendly, you have any schools you're going to be at coming up? Well, schools are out. Yeah,
schools are out right now, yes. So we will see where the summer takes us. The next upcoming event is the Racine County Fair.
Oh, you're going to be out there?
I will be out there. So I work at our sheriff's booth with our canine units.
Yeah.
So I'll have some fun swag for the kids. And then on Thursday, the kids' day, I will be giving out bicycle helmets. The kids get fitted for a helmet, and they get the helmet for free and take it with them that day. They do need to be present, because we do have to fit them for the helmet. But that's Thursday morning of Kids Day.
Now, when is the county fair? I should know this because my wife's from Union Grove, and we always go. And
it starts on July 23rd.
July 23rd. I love
runs Wednesday to Sunday.
I love the Racine County Fair. It's small enough where it's not as crowded as the state fair. And it's just easier to get to right there on Highway 11. But yeah, I love the Racine County Fair. Our church has a booth there, and you have the, are you inside or outside in a tent?
We're inside at like one of the gates.
Okay.
And we have like a tent set up over our booth.
Well, that's good. You're going to be out there yourself?
Yep, I will be out there every day.
Well, that's a free helmets for the kids, huh?
Yep, Thursday morning.
So they get sized up, and when do they get the helmet?
They get it that day.
Oh, really?
Yep, but we have a bunch of different sizes. We'll actually fit them, make sure which one fits them properly, and then we send them on their way with it and hope they wear it.
Now, why is it when I was a kid, and I hate to get, I sound like my grandfather, when I was a kid, the helmets didn't exist for bicycle riders. They just didn't exist. There was no such thing as a helmet for a bicycle rider. If my mother knew where I was doing with my bicycle, we had a giant pit in the back, which now became a shopping mall, which is now getting knocked down. But it was a giant slope, and we used to ride our bike, and the bikes used to tumble down. We used to get up. No helmet. How did we survive? Why was there no helmet for kids back then?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
it's come a long way.
When did somebody say, you know what? Too many kids are getting concussions and cracking their heads open. Let's get a helmet. It didn't happen until what, the 70s or 80s? Wasn't the 60s,
I know that. Yeah, pretty late. Yeah, same thing. Look at football helmets.
Right, they used to wear
NASCAR
leather.
NASCAR drivers, yep. Lots over the years developing.
Now, what about motor? Here's the thing people don't understand. Do you have to use a helmet, a motorcycle helmet, if you're in Wisconsin?
No, you're required to have eye protection.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What, you don't get bugs in your eyeballs?
I guess so. I mean, I wouldn't want a bug in my eyeball.
So, but there are some states that do require helmets for motorcycles,
yes.
But not in Wisconsin for some reason. I wonder why. I mean, first of all, you shouldn't have to have a law to tell you to wear a helmet. You should know that if you really had a dump on his Gary Busey, the actor, coming out, got his brand new bike, just rolled it out of the garage of where he was getting it fixed. Boom. He fell off the bike and had a concussion. He was never right since.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was just a few feet from where he picked up his bike.
Mm-hmm.
So it can happen anywhere.
It can happen anywhere.
All right. Racine County Deputy Crystal Venegas is here, and she is deputy friendly. And coming this fall, you're at the schools. You'll be at the county fair July 23rd. Okay. You'll be at the county fair. Look for them. And if you have kids and they don't have bike helmets, you'll be fitted for one and get a free bike helmet.
Yes, on Thursday morning, though.
Thursday morning only.
Yep.
But it's a real helmet. It's not made of, like, cheap plastic or anything.
Nope. They're from Bell. They're safety standards.
How many do you expect to give away?
It's usually around 300 helmets.
Whoa! Well, good for you. Thanks for you. Thank you, Deputy Crystal. I do appreciate you coming here.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to Tom Nitter for setting this all up with the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission. That's really neat. All right. And we'll be back next month. Who knows what we're going to talk about? We've never run out of things to talk about. Oh, I thought you were on your phone there for a second. I was going to say, don't you know the rule? No phones in the studio. All right. Thank you, Deputy. I do appreciate it.
Thank you.